This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. P.S., I just wanted to give a shout-out to our friends Michael Roach over at BeforeIt'sNews.com who are broadcasting today's broadcast. We appreciate your trust. With that said, friends, we've got much to cover. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments here. And with that said, I'm going to play some audio concerning the topic of what I actually covered over the weekend, and it's the media covering up 100 Somalia teens, adults assaulting families, children at the amusement park. Well, let me say that again. By the way, they're going to be having in just a couple days here in the state of Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, a representative who has been caught, a Muslim representative in the state of Minnesota, who has been busted literally violating constitutional law, no surprise there, because they are subversive to American government. We all know this, but why they're there, you would have to ask the people in the state of Minnesota. With that said, they're going to be having a conference, a meeting at St. Cloud University tomorrow. I guess that's the date, okay? And with that said, they're going to be talking about Islamophobia. Now, I just want to say for the record, to those that have not heard the broadcast before, I've shared for the last 10, 12 years in this country that on the heels of the homosexuals, once you begin to advocate that which God condemns, you better know that the enemy is going to come through those gates and doors and use the same exact method, and that's exactly what has happened in this country. Once the American people give a pass through apathy, tolerance, or acceptance of the homosexual lifestyle, which is a felony in every state in the United States of America, go ahead and check your state laws. You'll find out that sodomy is a felony. As a matter of fact, with that said, friends, you can rest assured that you can take a look at what's going on through the Muslims and their methodologies today, because they're doing exactly what the homosexuals did. Kevin Jennings, founder of Glesson, he said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. It's important that you understand totalitarian methods, friends. Well, what does that mean? It means that they pull your hair, they smack your face. Then they play the victim when the media shows up, when in fact they're the ones not holding the shield to protect themselves. They're the ones with the spear in their hands perpetuating the crime. And it's exactly what we're seeing the Muslims do today. As a matter of fact, I was just talking about Ilhan Omar, a supposed self-professed state representative here in the state of Minnesota that's going to be having an event out at St. Cloud University tomorrow talking about Islamophobia, putting themselves in the victim position as they attempt to usurp American law. Let me remind you, friends, of what John Adams, the second president, rightly said. He had said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Moral means conformed to truth, Webster's 1828. As well, friends, religion in law was again under the umbrella of the Christian faith. The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, the Methodists, so on and so forth. This doesn't apply to those that mean to come in and implement something foreign to our U.S. Constitution, in which God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, established through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's no getting around it. And by the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do before we get rocking on this topic. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The media covering up 100 Somalians, the teens and adults assaulting families at a children amusement park here in the state of Minnesota, namely Valley Fair. I want to have you take a listen to what the media, which, folks, the CIA-controlled, the corporate-owned media is now being used, friends, to literally cover up for the crimes of those that mean to conquer we as a people. And you need to begin to ask the real questions as to why that is. Why is it that they're giving cover to those that are assaulting, to those that are committing crimes against our children, our wives, and ourselves in this country? Because it is unlawful. It is not journalism, folks. These are a bunch of useful idiots giving way to an enemy that means to conquer them as well. But also keep in mind, history teaches us that they need useful idiots first and foremost. And to all those Muslims that think that they're having their way in this country, or any of the bad guys that may believe that they have the upper hand as to what's going on, not just here in America, but on a global scale, I want to let you know that you're being undermined as well. You may be using the homosexuals as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution to give way to Sharia law. Now the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram to upend American constitutional law to give way to Sharia, and you're seeing this happen on a global scale. But rest assured, there's going to come a time where they are going to be done away with. They're not going to be needed anymore. So we need to get this straight. But listen to this report to show you how the media is covering up, because not a word, folks. Not one word was reported on what took place. Not a word from the state-controlled media as to who the responsible party was. Not a word. Listen for yourself. Check this out. This is actually Channel 11 News in the state of Minnesota. Go ahead.
Into the rundown here tonight, the rumble at Valley Fair. This was supposed to be adult night at the park last night, but it soon turned chaotic. Fox 9 Samuel King joins us now. Samuel, police say several fights broke out here, right?
And Tim, the Chacopee police chief tells me some went to Valley Fair last night for the sole purpose of causing trouble, which you can see here. Valley Fair officials consider the altercations to be minor, but it was a night some would never forget.
My friend texted me and was like, hey, Valley Fair is $15.
The price, just right, for Kenzie Brown, her brother and cousins to make the trip from Wisconsin Thursday to adult night at Valley Fair.
And then we were walking out and you could just hear commotion, like, crowd was gathering.
So Brown did what any young person would do and whipped out her phone.
I see a bench flipped and with two people under and a dude standing on top. And I was like, oh. All right, there's a little fight.
That was just part of the chaos at Valley Fair. Another video shows someone stealing a taser from a guard.
I was a little worried, honestly, because, like, what if security guys had guns instead of tasers, like, and they got a hold of a gun instead of something smaller.
Shakopee police tell Fox 9 officers from several agencies had to help get things under control. Brown says one warning sign might have been the amount of people flocking to the amusement park for the event, the first of its kind.
It took about an hour 20, an hour 30 minutes just to get in the gate.
The point is, friends, it goes on for another 5 or 10 seconds, sharing with you absolutely no information as to who is responsible as the perpetrator of the crimes. I am telling you, I'm highlighting it for you as so you might know who is the responsible party. Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. We are being censored by both of those outlets right now, folks. With that said, you can also jump over to YouTube, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean, type in those words. Over 200 videos will pop up, and we are showing you how to bring about resolve if you really mean it. America, it's simple. It's not hard to find the answers, and the answers found within the strength of the American people that are willing to enforce the laws that God has established. Read Isaiah 51:4 when you get a moment as well. If you'd like to call in again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's a fact. And that's the problem that we're having in this country today. They're too willing to exchange their sovereignty and their freedoms through a loyalty of the law that makes us free, which Jesus Christ fulfilled, Romans 3:31. Matter of fact, again, Romans 3:31. And they are exchanging their freedoms with political politicians, folks that have their favorite jerseys on, who further enslave. And it's a sad day in America, but that's what we are dealing with across the boards. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the media covering up 100 Somalia teens and adults assaulting families, children at amusement park in the state of Minnesota. I wanted to let you know that you're listening to the audio right now by the media that's giving cover, that is further endangering the American people by not giving them the information as to who's committing the crimes. We also understand the cops are a part of this cover-up. We also understand, friends, that they're afraid that they might offend the Somalian communities. Yes, believe it or not, that's literally like a cop that's afraid to offend individuals that are committing crimes against we the people, but that's what it's become. That's what we're dealing with. And the Bible clearly tells us the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity. They don't understand do unto others as you would have them do unto you. They understand only to look out for themselves. And by the way, that's why many of them keep their anonymity. They don't want people to know who they are when they're giving forth this information. What I played for you during the first segment was Fox 9, forgive me. Fox 9, not Care 11 News. But it was KSTP, WCCO, Fox 9, Care 11, that with all, folks, every one of these networks withheld information from the American people. I want to play one more. Sam, who's this from? I believe this is WCCO. Go ahead and listen to this audio, friends. Again, showing you that not one word was given concerning the responsible party. Again, not one word.
When everyone was suddenly evacuated, Valley Scare, which is Valley Fair's annual Halloween event, is usually open until midnight. But around 10:30 last night, everyone was told to get out. Many police officers and firefighters were called in to help block traffic on Highway 101 so people could get out of the park faster. A State Patrol helicopter was also flying overhead. Shakopee police blame multiple fights for what happened. They did cite three people for minor altercations.
I have the videos available. Shows you exactly who the perpetrators were. And for some reason or another, again, friends, what they did is they went and withheld that information. Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. This is a quote from famous field preacher John Wesley and what he said of Muslims long ago, friends. And we can go from leader to church leader, overseer throughout history, warning us of the dangers of allowing a people that bring their culture with them and what their intents are, friends, because they are very clear as to what their intents are. I know that over and over on this radio program, several times I have brought up the fruits, and the Bible tells us where to judge men by their fruits. Again, Matthew 7:16, John 15 as well. If we go to the fruits of these Muslims that are plundering countries, if we go to Denmark, we can find that 450% more crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. This in Denmark alone. In Germany, where Mrs. Merkel, and by the way, I just got back from doing events in California and in Arizona. And on the way to Arizona, we met with some people from Germany, and I brought up their prime minister. And the first thing that this woman said to me in her broken English, because she has a German dialect, she said to me that this woman belongs in jail. That's right. Germany is not like it used to be, she said. She also said to me, she said, the younger people say different things than the older people. Now, if I go back to my radio shows just 10 years ago, namely under Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite plant himself, it's interesting to note that I continuously warned the American people as to how Barack Hussein Obama was emulating that of Mao Zedong. For those that do not know the history of the Chinese and how they overthrew the Republic of China, Mao Zedong went to the younger generation and began to teach them, indoctrinate them, propagandize them, friends, and inundating them continuously with the fact of a different government, a different form of government. He told them that they were a democracy. They were not a republic, he said. And what he did is he raised up that younger generation, and this is exactly what's happening in public schools in America today. They are being raised up to overthrow the older generation, just like that of China, just like that of any other country. Now, going back to this woman that we've seen on the way to Arizona from Germany, she said that Miss Merkel is the type that belongs in prison. It's the first thing she said to me. And she said to me, the younger people have something different to say than the older people. Yep. And this is why I continuously tell the American people that the federal government has no business whatsoever educating anybody's child, but they have been illegally doing it for 60 years in this country. Why have they not been held accountable, friends? With that aside, we also know that in Germany, friends, Miss Merkel decided, by the way, she was the person of the year in the United States of America here, just like Adolf Hitler was back in 35, or 38, I believe it was 38, according to Time magazine. With that said, she was the one that was responsible and is responsible for slapping the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Did you know that Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months? This is 780 crimes every day committed against the people of Germany by Muslims. In Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. Let me say that again. 77% of all rapes are committed on the women of Sweden by less than 2% Muslim. Okay? You're not being told this information. England and Wales, over 56 of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. That's England and Wales. By the way, I believe they have 30 mayors now in the UK that are Muslims. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Again, if you go to the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. And in the United States of America, 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% are on cash welfare. Did you know that? Probably not. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. This is the Turkish president. Did you know that the U.S. survey, 2011, counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000 concerning mosques in the United States of America? What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States has jumped up to 74% since September 11, 2001. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. Not of what Barack Hussein Obama said when he said that we have one of the highest populations of Muslims in the United States of America, when he told the television watchers there in France, he's a liar. But again, that goes back to the pit of hell, where he received the lie from the author of lies, the great deluder himself, when he said, along with Saul Alinsky, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. That way they can belittle the righteous.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. On Monday, President Trump delivered remarks at the International Association of Chiefs of Police annual convention. The president said him and his administration are doing what they can to help law enforcement.
We are also making sure you have the equipment you need to do the job. That's why we are allowing local police to access surplus military equipment. And we've been doing this from the very first day of my administration.
A new Emerson College poll reported that Ted Cruz has a 5% lead over his opponent, Beto O'Rourke, in one of the most closely watched Senate races in this year's midterm. Cruz was asked what this election is all about.
This election is all about turnout. And if we turn out, common sense conservatives will win. And I do think this Kavanaugh battle has energized a lot of conservatives, has woken them up to just how extreme and crazy the left is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring you to the details of what took place to fill in the blanks, because many people are probably saying, well, wait a second, what are the, you got to bring dot to dot to finish this maze, this puzzle. And I'll do just that. On Saturday, September 22nd, 2018, at the Valley Fair Amusement Park in Shakopee, that's in Minnesota here, police and emergency responders had to evacuate all guests after a mob of Somalia teenagers and men rushed through security and caused several violent fights to break out inside of the park. Now, according to eyewitnesses who were at the park to celebrate Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, listen to that. A group of nearly 100 Somali men mob rushed past security and amusement park staffers at the front entrance and proceeded to run through the park and instigate fights among themselves and with guests. Is that not interesting? Friends, they're there to strike terror into the hearts of the infidel. Okay? Just for the record, this is a part of their little game. It's found in the Quran, chapter 8, verse 12. As several violent fights broke out, guests began to panic as reports of people being stabbed and shot began to circulate. Cliff Hallberg, who was inside the park with his children at the time the fights broke out, said it was a very frightening time for his children. He said, I saw about 60 Somali teenagers push their way through lines and scream at guests. But friends, during the first segment, you didn't hear a word from these useful idiots that call themselves journalists about who was responsible or who the responsible party was concerning this outbreak at the park. Hallberg said tickets to the Valley Scare Halloween theme amused park are usually expensive, which is why he attended on LEO Appreciation Day, as he himself is a member of law enforcement and received discounted tickets. Listen carefully. He said, "I'll take my kids back to Valley Fair someday when I can afford it. I'm just glad I got my kids out safely," Hallberg said. The violent fights erupted during Law Enforcement Appreciation Day when the park was full of police officers and other members of law enforcement who received discounted tickets so that their families could enjoy the amusement park. An estimated 263 police officers responded to the fights inside the park, according to witnesses. Again, listen carefully. Hallberg added, "This looked like a targeted attack on law enforcement." Of course it was. Friends, do you not remember what took place in New Mexico when they found the two illegal Muslims from the Middle East, on their compound in New Mexico City, heavily armed, raising up 13 children to commit jihads and jihadis in public schools and against law enforcement in the United States of America? Again, do your homework and understand Adolf Hitler did the exact same things by making an alliance with the Muslims before World War II to do his killing for him. Do your homework. Alabama, look it up. Bradley Dean, Adolf Hitler. Know your history, America, because this is nothing new under the sun. It was a targeted effort. And also keep in mind, going back to New Mexico City, friends, it was the FBI that came in after these crimes were committed, friends, after they were found out, as if to suggest that the FBI had no idea that they were there. Isn't that interesting? Everywhere you go, everything you do, friends, you're watched. You can ask Edward Snowden about that if you'd like, friends. But it's interesting how they just overlooked this compound where these two illegal Muslims, heavily armed, training up children, 13 children, to commit jihadi in public schools and against their law enforcement. And then, a couple days later, the FBI goes in and destroys all evidence? Or maybe you forgot about Pamela Geller in Garland, Texas, when the FBI was responsible for bringing these two Muslims in to commit jihad against the event that they were having concerning the cartoon of Muhammad. They didn't want the event to take place. Folks, you need to know who your enemies are. You need to open up your eyes, friends. And of course, it's not all of them, but the fact of the matter is, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, these are the foxes in the chicken coop concerning these agencies. And you need to wake up as to what's going on. Again, as to who your enemies are, because it's quite clear that these people will sell their souls for a paycheck on a weekly basis. This looked like a targeted attack on law enforcement. It is. And I also want to take it a step further. You also realize that this was not only a targeted attack on law enforcement, but it was a probe to see what law enforcement would do concerning these 100 Somalians. Because, folks, can you imagine if one of these police officers had to shoot at one of these or apprehend and one of them got hurt during the apprehension or incarceration? Folks, the bottom line is that it would have been headline news all across the United States of America in an attempt to belittle law enforcement, and they would have called it racism, which is a created word by Leon Trotsky, or they would have said that this was a concerted effort, therefore it was discriminatory. Can you imagine if one of the police actually had to enforce the law concerning one of these 100 Somalis that broke into the park to strike terror into the hearts of the infidel? Folks, I do wish with my whole heart that I would have been there that day. With my whole heart. I really do. Hallberg also told Big League Politics that his car was spit upon and that the rioters were setting off car alarms and causing chaos in the parking lot, all of which can be seen in the video that was exclusively obtained by this reporter. By the way, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you'll see the article and you can see the videos for yourself. In one of the videos, a woman was excavated, evacuated, and filming from inside her car, and she can be heard saying, "Oh my God, we are not going to make it out of here." This is what was going on at the park. And by the way, this is not some isolated incident in the state of Minnesota. And rest assured, it's coming to your state too. This is not a problem that you're going to be able to run from. And why is that? Read Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, Deuteronomy 28 verse 68. Go back over to Leviticus 26, read verse 15, and read all the way down, and tell me, if you want to see the map of where we're at today, it is found in those scriptures to a T. Following reports of the fights, Valley Fair tweeted, there were incidents on September 22nd at Valley Fair that required assistance on property from Shakopee police officers. But they were quickly addressed. They're belittling what took place. The safety of our guests is our top priority. Now, let me go back to something I just said. In a video, a woman was evacuated and filming from inside her car, and she can be heard saying, oh my God, we are never going to make it out of here. The media didn't report a word, not one word, of the responsible party. And I'm going to give you the answer to that in just one moment as well. See, now what Valley Fair failed to mention in their tweet is that the fights were so violent that the Shakopee police in Minnesota, the officers, had to evacuate the entire park, which was full of children. The spokesperson for the park also never disclosed that a police canine unit was called to the scene, ambulances and fire trucks responded, and a police helicopter was ordered to fly above the park as people were being evacuated, all of which was caught on video. But again, how did the CIA-controlled media convey the events? They didn't tell you who was responsible. They wanted to belittle the event, as if almost to suggest that it never happened. Folks, subjecting thousands of mothers and children at a park to those that mean to bring harm to them, and the media locally failed to bring one word of the responsible party. They failed to bring not one word, friends. They failed to bring word on who the responsible party was. Yet, going back to Valley Fair, the safety of our guests is our top priority. There were incidents on September 22nd at Valley Fair that required assistance. You mean like a police canine unit? You mean like fire trucks, like ambulances, like helicopters flying over top? Like the whole park had to be evacuated? Folks, the media is endangering the lives of the people in the United States of America. Going a step further, they are giving cover to those that mean to conquer. Rest assured. And this is perfect judgments, America. Let me say it again. It's perfect judgments. And P.S., posted script, I'm not a gloom and a doomer. I'm telling you, God does not need a majority to prevail, but a minority that are willing to stand up and be counted amongst his people in Jesus' name. There was a Facebook post by one of the attendees that noted, just left Valley Fair, several Somalians fighting, knocking over Halloween props, knocking people over Halloween props. Again, she said, knocking people over, terrorizing young children. Let me say that again. The Somalians were terrorizing young children at an amusement park in the state of Minnesota, and not a word was conveyed to the people in the state of Minnesota by the media. Valley Fair shut down, she said. Somalians pushing kids over, running from police in the parking lot in circles. Yeah, they knew the police were going to do absolutely nothing to them. They knew that the media, if they come on the scene, are going to make it look like the cops are the ones that are guilty of enforcing the law. You know what? Police officers, I respect those that are doing their job. Enforce the law. We know difference. We know what's going on. We know that we're being lied to. We know that the corporate media needs to be held accountable in courts. We know this. We know that they need to be sued. We know that they are continuously on a 24/7 basis, friends, committing the acts of what someone would do to those that they mean to harm in so many different ways. It's just a fact. They need to be held accountable. This is criminal on the behalf of the CIA-controlled media. But again, John Stockton told us that it's the CIA's purpose to continuously subvert and keep the world up in arms so they can bring about change. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the media covering up 400 Somali teens and adults assaulting families, children at amusement park. And I'm giving you first-hand accounts. If you'd like to watch the video, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's the very title of it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to get your dander up here in just a moment here concerning what was said. And the events that took place concerning the eyewitnesses and what they had to say. According to eyewitnesses and police officers who wish to remain anonymous, are you kidding me? According to eyewitnesses and police officers who wish to remain anonymous, therein lies the problem. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And guess what, friends? They're devouring. They're emboldened, friends. Because you don't understand that the law is on your side. According to eyewitnesses and police officers who wish to remain anonymous, they believe the media is covering up the fact that violent rioters were Somali men because the media and police don't want to offend the Muslim Somali population or influence the up-and-coming election. You mean like Ilhan Omar? Or Keith Ellison? Oh, by the way, I need to share this with you. so you can understand, again, the severity of what's taking place in your country today. Do you know, and I'm waiting for this to pull up. We have live radio right now. We have a live stream kicking as well. With that said, did you know that Keith Ellison is DNC co-chair, Congressman Keith Ellison, and Michigan candidates' top 2017-18 care-funded money list? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. How come nobody's talking about this? Again, I shared with you last week, friends. How come nobody's talking about the 35 jihadi camps on American soil? Why? America, you're doing it to yourselves. I just highlighted DNC co-chair, Congressman Keith Ellison, who was given the green light, you know he was, to jump from being a congressman to the attorney general. He wants to be the top cop in the state of Minnesota. But Keith Ellison and Michigan candidates' top 2017-18 TARE-funded money list. Are you, America, going to stand back and act like this is really not happening? Is this surreal? Is this like a movie being played out and it's not real and the end is going to be positive? As you sit there and do nothing about reality? I mean, this is craziness. Going back to the article, officers in Minnesota have told this reporter that they are often told to avoid using the word Somali when discussing crimes committed by members of the Somali population because police and local party branch officials, as they call themselves, have asked them to stand down in an effort to create positive community relations between Minnesota natives and the continually increasing Muslim Somali refugee population. Patty cake with the enemy is what they're saying. Patty cake with the enemy. And guess what they do, friends? They stand down. Minnesota Rep. Keith Ellison, who is currently embattled in a domestic violence scandal and running for Minnesota Attorney General, is leading an effort to force President Trump to accept and permanently resettle nearly 110,000 more Muslim refugees in Minnesota alone, most of which will be from Somalia. Now, by the way, I wanted to say yesterday, too, when we were shopping, I have Stephanie in here with me right now. You know, when I see these Muslims, I'm a preacher. I'm for redemption, the redemption of all, who, regardless of who they are. Because all can be saved in Jesus Christ, but on His terms, not on ours. With that said, everywhere we go, when we see Muslims, we track them. So we're not here just nailing people or nailing a specific group of people. But folks, you know what the bottom line is you better get rid of this political pandering concerning speech. You better get rid of this speech that continuously is worked and used against you because it's being used to dissent, browbeat dissenters. You want to talk, those that mean to rule over you desire to have control over what you can talk about. Nothing new under the sun. And we need to wake up as to what's going on. I want to give you a positive here before we end the show today. Hamas in CARE, just reported today by Pamela Geller, must stand trial for fraud. Hamas in CARE must stand trial in the United States of America for fraud in federal court. Hopefully we're seeing the American people shift to understand that we're not talking about a third world country, that they're beginning to understand that what we're talking about today on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com applies to every single one of us in the United States of America. And furthermore, let me remind you before I give it to Stephanie, this is not an issue that a one of you in the United States of America can run from. Because now they're here, and they're continuously coming here. And you need to ask why they're here, and why they're bringing their culture with them. I can tell you because they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. And as I just shared with you over the last 50 minutes on today's show, when you have the media covering up for Somali teens and adults that are assaulting families, children at an amusement park, and you stand down, I want to let you know first and foremost, you're just as guilty of those that you complain about.
That's right. And I think you're going to find on this radio show, you're going to hear the truth, the black and white truth. We talk about this often now. People are going to either love us or hate us because we're first and foremost bringing forth the truth the Word of God, but also we're exposing what's going on in our country today and talking about those issues and things that not many people want to hear. It's amazing to me how blinded people are. I mean, it's like Bradley
said. They have their finger on their eyeball.
On purpose.
They could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. They don't want to see it.
I know.
Who's going to have to deal with the issue then? Now the cops are afraid. They want to keep their anonymity. They don't want anybody knowing who they are. They can't call the criminal for the criminal that they are now?
Right.
Well, if it was a white Caucasian, they'd have no problem saying it.
It's ridiculous.
If it was an American, they'd have no problem. This is garbage.
Well,
and people are falling for it.
And what it is it's judgment turned backwards in this country because this nation, for the most part, has turned its back on God. And what does the Bible say? That the Lord will turn that nation into hell that turns its back
Psalm
on God.
9:17.
And we are seeing that take place in our country today, which is why what we do is so important. It's amazing. We were just out there. I was talking to so many different people today. We were just out there in California and Arizona, as Bradley has mentioned. And we go out there and we work and we bring the message. It's not just our events that we do. We're tracking, gospel tracking, all along the way, you know, doing radio when we can, when it doesn't interrupt during events. And it's amazing the people, they kind of, you're kind of, what's the word?
There are a bunch of cows looking at a new gate.
Yeah.
There's
like,
sheep or deer looking in headlights.
And people want the truth. I mean, for the most part, we were at one event and these people just could not get enough. But then when it comes to action, when it comes to doing, people, what happens is they get a little opposition or they get a little touch of something they don't like and they quit or they stop or they don't press through. Our ministry is all about beating that wall until we break through to the other side.
What did Hudson Taylor say?
First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. But most people stop at the impossible part. They say, oh, I could never do that. I mean, all the different events that we do across the nation.
It's not that they couldn't, they don't want to.
Exactly, but all the events that we do across the nation, we literally make it happen. We hold people's hands. We go over everything with them. We encourage them, but we need to get this job done. But we cannot do this without the help of people out here listening. Some people have listened to Bradley and they have just loved it. They're amening. They're saying, why doesn't my preacher speak like this? But we have a job to do and we need your support to be able to continue to do it, because when we go out and do these events, a lot of times we're raising money on our own to get out there because it's just our hearts to get the truth. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Truth out there, yes. sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the spread the word button. You're going to land on a landing page. Click on that spread the word button, and when you click on that, it gives you the option to become a son or daughter of liberty. For those of you who are new listeners, because our radio affiliates are growing all the time, Sons and Daughters of Liberty are people who support this work on a monthly basis. You can support whatever level is correct for you, whatever level is good for you, starting from $3 a month all the way up to $1,000. Or some people, God has really blessed you and say, you know what, I believe in this message, I believe in this ministry, and I believe in our country and it needs to be restored, and you can give a very large contribution.
The more you give, the more we can do. It's
exactly.
Just that
it really is, and the more we can reach out to other people. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, and sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty. And if you can't do monthly, a one-time donation would be great. Every little bit helps. We appreciate all of your support.
Folks, we appreciate your listenership and your viewership. Thank you to beforeitsnews.com. And with that said, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.